available.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You again have with you on this cold day in the state of Minnesota, yet the sun is out. Thursday, December 8th, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we again are, forget it not, the Christians that the atheists love to hate, because I don't believe in anything. I don't know how you confuse an atheist. Ask him where he came from. Ask an atheist how he knows right from wrong.
I don't know.
The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of because they have no place to put their feet and they like to vote out of their own wicked hearts. Mm-hmm. And the voice the pro-murder choicers, as they call themselves, wish to silence. It's a good thing someone spoke up for them.
That's right.
The patriots that the globalists despise. Why would that be? We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, that number again is 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Isn't that right?
Yes. Anything else?
Yes, boss. Yes. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. Faith without works is dead. And I think we'll just skip the next point and go on. Did you guys know that on November 15th, folks, we are the cleanup crew as well, by the way. We clean up with others leave off. Oh. Oh.
Going.
Jake, you're kind of like hitting the top there. So if you
is
want
it peaking?
Yeah,
still?
It is.
We were supposed to fix that.
Well,
the peaking wasn't supposed to happen anymore.
I know how we peaked the show. Just cut off his mic. That'd be best for all
does that mean,
concerned.
You're supposed to actually do that, Kerry.
Really?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
On November 15th, union bosses in Wisconsin formally launched a recall campaign against conservative Governor Scott Walker.
Why would they want to get rid of him?
Why?
I wonder why. He's barely even been in office. What's he done wrong?
Their goal? fire Scott Walker and replace him with a Democrat governor who will pay for their disgraceful behavior by raising taxes.
I see.
Okay.
Huh.
I mean, because that's the government's job, right, to raise taxes and give to the unions.
Yeah. Did you guys know that since – oh, by the way, this is an exemplification of proper leadership, too, by the way, which you're seeing through Scott Walker, Governor Scott Walker. Did you know that since he's taken a stand and said no to the unions, the union thugs, did you know that there have been an issue of death threats sent against the governor? Where's the FBI in all this? Distressing letters sent to his wife. They staged protests outside of his house. They even spread nails and glass over his driveway. Folks, this has all been promulgated and perpetuated by guess who? The unions. We're talking about the governor of the state of Wisconsin. Folks, you have got to be kidding me. I'm curious as to how many of these people have been caught, incriminated for their crimes against the governor. They have no respect for the law whatsoever because he said no to corruption and yes to the people. Well, the corrupt gather themselves together. And my Bible tells me, those that gather together against the righteous shall fall for thy name's sake. So hopefully this righteous conservative governor, Scott Walker, is calling upon the name of the Lord so you can begin to understand and that the mob bosses can begin to understand that they don't sit in the throne of righteousness, which will be overthrown by the God of heaven in Jesus' name. And I don't know, is it just me, but the Bible again talks about how a righteous king scattereth evil through judgment. Okay? Scott Walker takes a stand. The wicked don't like it. Where's this administration to bring a halt to that? No. In fact, they're standing behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say it again. Death threats issued to a governor of the state of Wisconsin. Now, I hope the good people of Wisconsin that have ears to hear are doing the righteous thing by getting behind this good governor and understanding that he's taking a stand for you in the short run and in the long run. And this is the kind of leadership America is wanting to see. And then when they begin to see it, what do they want to do? Well, the organizers are now moving quickly to try to get 540,000 signatures. You know what I would do is one of those signatures, if they get them,
mm-hmm.
I would glean every one of those signatures because a lot of those folks are probably going to be found to be in the grave
mm-hmm.
or non-existent.
Just like their voters.
Yes. And they're trying to force a special election. Why would they want to get rid of a good governor? People in Wisconsin, again, I hope that you have the sense to get behind this governor because, again, you are in the way majority. And by the way, the law's on your side, so you'd be doing the right thing, not the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that, the Lord's on your side, not on the side of some union boss that's saying that, hey, listen to the President of the United States. Who cares what they say? Let's get rid of these people. Huh. How does that work? If these same union thugs defeat Governor Scott Walker in Wisconsin, it would mobilize liberal unions across the country to destroy conservative principles in 2002. Boy, that sounds just like this administration, doesn't it? Let's call it for what it is, folks. You got Bradley and Jake on the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977 if you'd like to be a part of the show. Folks in Wisconsin, it's time to get busy.
That's right.
Because it's your state, and we're behind you, and so is America. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is
first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Just kind of bopping back and forth to the nice groovy Christian music. All right, folks, what we're going to do today is I'm not mad at you. I just want you to know, listeners, I'm not mad at you at all. But we're going to turn it over to Jake real quick. I'll keep it alive. I'll keep adding gas to the fire.
Step in and intercede. Here we
go. If he falls into the ditch, I'll pick him up.
But I will always try.
Okay.
And get up again.
That's what matters.
Folks, a couple things, actually, now that we're talking about the issue.
Ooh, lively.
You know, as a matter of fact, I want to direct your attention again to sonsoflibertymedia.com, where you can get your daily dose of the media and what's going on from the perspective of the Sons of Liberty. And we will cover those things in the show. So if you're not familiar with some of the topics we bring up, you can find them at sonsoflibertymedia.com. But, on a side note...
You know what? If you ever listen to people's conversations, you hear so many buts, you'd think they'd fill an arena.
I'd like to fill an arena.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, that's coming soon, folks.
Amen.
Tour of the college campuses.
Amen.
America. Former Treasury Secretary allegedly gives hedge fund managers inside info before the 08 crisis. We were just talking about yesterday the character assassinations of Mr. Obama and those that he surrounds himself with and some of the typical hypocrisies. Here's another thing coming to the light. Praise God and thank God for it because he's calling us to deal with it. But in 2008, the then Treasury Secretary Paulson of this administration met with several hedge fund managers and told them that a government takeover of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac was a very real possibility. Here you have insiders within your own administration hoping the system collapses so they can use your money to bail out institutions, and then they go make deals with those institutions.
As they strengthen themselves against you, America. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. And so, folks, again, this is just another example of justice coming forth in your country. This is good stuff. When these tyrants, they are terrified when you deal with things. That's why they're terrified of a governor named Scott Walker, who's not intimidated by their thugs. Number one, he's not intimidated by the liberal agenda. But number two, he's not intimidated by the thugs that they endorse or they employ to try to carry out their wickedness in the state of Wisconsin or even in this nation.
Maybe they should talk to Blagojevich.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's where they end
14
up.
14 years, America. Hallelujah.
Amen, dude.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One that sat there and got the preachers together and act like a Christian
man.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
And then when his tapes came out, that's right, and then when the tapes came out in court, effing this and effing that and F in this, and his wife was doing the same thing. See ya! Wouldn't want to be a dude. And what kind of a precedent, America, is that for the American people? That's how you deal with corruption, and that's how you take your government back right there, by not tolerating their corruption. And when they understand that you're not going to tolerate it, guess what's going to happen, folks? They're not going to do it. But if you think the other way, guess what? They'll do whatever you let them get away
with. That's right. And, folks, I want to, if you go to Sons of Liberty Media, or Sons of Liberty Radio, excuse me, you can see Bradley's post on WND. Become on the Facebook. You're going to see it tomorrow, and he touches on that very topic of Mr. Blagojevich and also corruption within those folks that are serving in your government today. Where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Yes. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty.
Thomas Jefferson.
It's advantageous to you to stand up. And folks, again, there's only so many of them, 435 of them, sitting on the Hill, terrified if you'll actually stand up
execute
and react.
Execute judgment. It shows the magnanimity of the people.
You got
the people.
You got it. This is another thing, too. Walgreens, as one of the stores out there on this whole Christmas vendetta, calling holiday gifts, providing holiday shipping for gifts to arrive by December 25th. So guess what happens? A whole bunch of folks throughout the country rose up and said, listen, we're not going to tolerate this holiday garbage. It's Christmas.
Yeah.
So quickly, Tiffany Washington, a spokesperson for Walgreens, stated, during the month of December, there will be greater use of Christmas in our store and online. This is because of pressure. They will flip this quickly, folks, and this is good, because pressure kept on them means pressure to produce liberty in your nation. This is an example of it just in private enterprise, but it works the same way in government. We completely agree that while others celebrate different holidays, we should use the word Christmas to describe other items we are selling for Christmas decorations and gifts.
Wait a second. It's a federal holiday.
Mm-hmm. Christmas is a federal holiday.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. So that's all we have to do is ask these boneheads that are falling into line with who
Happy
are you
holiday.
Falling into line with?
Happy holiday.
When you ask the question, it's a federal holiday. Say, what are you celebrating?
It's a holiday. It's the 25th. It's when it snows a lot. It's,
what happened on the 25th, Mister?
Well, you know, there, you know, somebody
I'll
comes out
what.
A chimney.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you don't agree with it, then you work during. Our Christmas break.
Well, in that case, it's Christmas. I mean, obviously, the birth of the Son of God.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're celebrating. We're Americans, right? It's Christmas time.
You know, I heard a governor just yesterday be confronted by a faithful, good American reporter, and he confronted the governor, and he said, so it's a national holiday, Mr. Governor, so what are you actually celebrating? And he would not say it. And what his rationalization was this, folks. Mm-hmm. He said, when I was a kid in school, we had to recite the Lord's Prayer, but he said, things have changed. He goes, I'm just basically keeping the lines between church and state.
Oh.
Oh, who's devising the lines between church and state in the backward definition? You're conflicting with your own theology, dummy.
It reminds me of Senator Lindsey Graham, who, when he signed his name to the new defense bill that basically said that sodomy and bestiality is okay, this was his response. Well, I didn't actually know that it was in there, but I can probably figure that, you know, it has something to do with the Supreme Court decision that said that sodomy is okay. Things are different now.
Mr.
We can do these things now.
Well, Mr. Graham, they also said that you can go ahead and jump off a bridge, too. Are you going to jump with them?
Oh, well,
since
that's
when
not constitutional.
Since when were they given the power to usurp God? With Moses over the top of their head, when
Woo!
They start out with prayer, with the preacher that has been there since 1777, Mr. Graham. See, folks, the problem is the ball that's been dropped on us, the younger generation, we have to pick it up and go back to the old past, find out who we are so we know where we're going, and deal with these clowns that don't know a thing about who we are or where we stand, and then they wonder why we're losing our country.
That's right.
Baloney.
That's right. If you look at another bill that
reminds me of the Patriot Act, not one of the 535 members read the Patriot Act when they pushed it through at 3 o'clock in the morning illegally on our government.
That's exactly right.
Not one read it, folks.
A prime example again. Exactly, Lindsey Graham didn't read the bill, didn't know it exists. They asked Mr. Kane, who was a co-sponsor of the bill, and what happened? Well, I didn't know that that was in that bill. I spent thousands of hours, and I didn't know that it existed. Well, now it's coming to the light, and I'm going to go to the Peter thing. I'm not even going to go there.
That's insane.
The rabbit trails are fun, folks. The rabbit trails are fun because it's things that are happening in your country.
That's right.
And the way, again, what we're doing is showing you that, listen, here's the problem. This is how you correct a problem.
Amen.
The way you correct a problem is you don't tolerate their ignorance.
That's right.
And that's exactly what it is. This tyranny begins in the religion of ignorance, and you have these ignoramuses that have been entrusted to serve we the people, and they don't even know who they're serving.
Mm-hmm. Or for what reason? That's exactly right. Ignorance is conducive to slavery, Mr. John Dickinson said. It is your job. If you're a slave, it's to your own doing. As a matter of fact, it's the penalty. It's the penalty and the guilt of not being vigilant, which we just read yesterday. Now, there's another bill coming through that has to deal with abortion.
But hang on a second. Just hang on. I'm trying to get the girls on something really quick because I wanted to jump on that bandwagon as to what you were just talking about. And it's great. It's great because what happened at length, the governor ends up walking away from the reporter.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't.
What's he going to say?
He could not define.
You got it.
His point of reference when he was trying to make a point. It was the Rhode Island governor, Lincoln. What's his name? Lincoln Chaffee?
Chaffee, maybe?
Dude, he's a messed up guy. And I'll tell you what. Even on the radio, I told my wife, I said, there's something wrong with this guy. Mm-hmm. There's something wrong. You could just discern from his voice and what he said. There's something behind this guy. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Are we going to pull it up, Gary? Okay. What we'll do is, Jake, you go ahead and hit the next point. We'll pull that governor piece up for you in just a couple minutes here, folks.
I'll keep the big one, folks. We got a bomb for you today, but we're going to keep that for a second. There is a new bill right
Hopefully.
Now. Hopefully. Representative Trent Franks out of Arizona actually unveiled a bill Tuesday. Now, I want to give the goodness of this. These men are trying to dismantle this whole murder issue, and I'm saying that in the form of abortion is what they call it, but it's murder. It's against your Fifth Amendment. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. You understand that? And these are persons. Now, this is what happens in this little bill. The so-called Prenatal Non-Discrimination Act would officially outlaw any abortion, this is what he's proposing, performed on the basis of race or gender or either mother or the unborn baby. So in other words, what they're trying to say is that you can't target if your baby in the womb is a male, female, or if it's a different color or their racial ethnicity, you can't abort it for that very reason. Now, they actually do that across the world. They do it in China. If it's a boy, if it's a girl, they'll abort it. And if it's a boy, they keep it because they have rules on how many kids they can
have. Well, that sounds like Pharaoh when he was talking about killing all the babies in the day of Moses.
Right. Yep, we can't let them have men because they'll have too much strength.
Or what about Herod when he tried to kill off Christ? Boy, this sounds familiar, folks.
Where in the world is there liberty in that type of an establishment?
There is no liberty, especially none for the baby, the innocent victim.
And none for society when the government tells its own people what it can and cannot do with their wombs. But women seeking abortions that I can finish this off, but women seeking abortions that would violate the law are exempt from penalties, but the doctors who perform the illegal abortions could be prosecuted, so all the pressure goes back to the doctors to eradicate abortion.
We're going
to
come right back with this piece from the conservative reporter exposing Mr. Lincoln for his lack of...
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we didn't mean this to be so much fun today, folks, but if you'd like to be a part of the show, please, hey, enter into the celebration, yeah? The Christmas season is upon us. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Angry carolers singing, "Oh Christmas Tree," descended on a tree lighting ceremony at the Rhode Island State House this week to make the point that the governor shouldn't have called the 17-foot spruce a holiday tree. That's
oh,
right.
Oh, dear.
As a matter of fact, when he takes his Christmas break, you know what I'd say to him if I seen Mr. Governor Lincoln? I'd say, "Tally-ho, Bob!
Tally-ho!"
I'd say, "Tally-ho, Lincoln!
Tally-ho!"
That's what I'd have to say to him. But, folks, as promised, right before the break, I told you if it was driven to the ground, I would pick it up. How do you feel about when I just constantly drive you to the floor, Jake?
It's good for the ratings.
Well, it does make me feel better, too. It puts your light out and makes mine a little bit brighter than what it really is.
Tally-ho!
But listen, folks, check this out. This is a faithful conservative reporter confronting, what do I call this guy? Okay, I know what I'll call him. Mm-hmm. Mr. Grinch.
Yes.
Confronting the Grinch, who's trying to steal away for Christmas. Listen to what he has to say. This is great stuff, folks. Go ahead, Kerry.
Sure. We just wanted to know, who exactly does a Christmas tree offend?
I'm continuing the past practice that previous governors have instituted and calling this a holiday celebration. And that goes back not only to Governor Couture, but Governor Allman, maybe even before him. It's continuing a past practice.
But don't you think you calling it a holiday tree offends more people than a Christmas tree?
Well, that's a debate that's been going on for many years. When I was in grade school, we have to say the Lord's Prayer. That no longer has occurred in public schools.
Yeah, and things have gotten better, right?
about the mixing of religion and government.
Oh.
But Christmas is a federal holiday. You don't want to repeal that, do you?
No, there's ongoing debate about this subject. And as I just said, Lord's Prayer in school is one of those. And, of course, the case of going to the Supreme Court. And here in Rhode Island, with the Pawtucket case.
Can you hang on a second?
The crash that was on the town hall property.
I think that's what my puppet master told me. Guys, I'm stuck! You got to tell me more than this. What am I supposed to say to these people?
And I just wet my pants. I need a new change of drawers.
And I'm looking for someone to hide behind, and there's no more names that I can even think of. These were the governors of our state, right? And we used to have to do the Lord's Prayer in school when we had real liberty. But we wanted to say no to God and yes to tyranny. And guess what? I'm a part of it.
Yes.
And I want to grow in it.
They made me a governor.
Yes.
This is good.
This is really good. You see the picture of this guy, folks. You'd wonder why he wasn't on top of a Grinch postcard. You should see him.
You're a mean one.
Lines between church and state, folks. Do we go there today? We'll leave that for another. Folks, listen to what he said. I used to have to say the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah, they made me.
But there's lines between, was there lines between church and state when you used to have to say the Lord's Prayer, Mr. Lincoln?
Have things gotten better, Mr.
Lincoln? What's changed? Who's changed, Mr. Lincoln? You have. God hasn't. And what happens in Scripture from Genesis all the way to Revelation when we depart from Him? We get in trouble, like it says in Psalm 50. Consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. What's going wrong with our country, Mr. Governor? And you're going right along with it? He's a breeder of tyranny because he's a part of it. And yes, we're talking about Christmas trees, but boy, is the guy not hanging himself with his own words publicly? This is why people in Rhode Island and across the country are standing up to the Joker and saying no. And folks, let me say this too. Don't call me and say, you demean the office of the president or you demean the office of the governor. No, they do that all by themselves. I'm calling them out for what they are desecrating. I am honoring the office when I disrespect the man that is desecrating the veterans that put them there in the first place. I am not going to violate or desecrate the memories of our veterans for these people who don't even know the Constitution that they swore to uphold. They don't uphold it, folks, because they don't know it. But yet the veteran who dies on the battlefield, he upholds it, as he says, so help me God. What are these exempt when they serve we the people, but our military can go forth and die and bleed and fight? And they don't even know the Constitution that the men on the field die for. In America, you let it if you let it. See, in this piece that I'm playing right now for Mr. Lincoln, I'm just exposing this hypocrisy along with this reporter who said, you're a hypocrite, man. You don't even know what you're talking about. Who are you offending? He's just taking orders, America, especially use peoples out there in the Rhode Island East Coast peoples area.
You know, and here's another thing, too. The man who founded Rhode Island was actually, he was religiously persecuted from some of the Puritans that were in New England. So he started a new colony where he said you can worship God without tyranny. You can have voting rights just because you worship as, say, a Baptist or a Lutheran. You can still have rights. So he starts this little colony in Rhode Island. And guess what the capital of Rhode Island is?
Yeah.
Providence.
Yeah, yeah.
Separation of churches. Do you want to rename your capital city? Do you want to repeal a federal holiday? I mean, what are you getting at, Mr. Chafee? Come on, Chafee, let us know.
You know what I think? I think the problem with him
he's
is...
He's mad about his last name.
I think his shorts are a little too tight, and I think he's Chafe. That's what I think.
Chafee, are you a Chafe?
Listen to him again, be confronted. And folks, I just had to interject. Listen, I love my country, I love my people, because I first love my God. And this kind of baloney is what's eradicating who we are as a people, if the people let it. And praise God, in Rhode Island, they are not letting it. Go ahead and finish that off.
So it's an ongoing debate, and we're trying to uphold the values of Roger Williams and make sure that the purity of theology is kept separate from the pollution of government.
But don't you think a holiday tree? I mean, a holiday tree. What holiday is it?
He walked away.
He walked away.
He said he wants to uphold Roger Williams' beliefs.
Yeah, not the people's, and God.
Well, and Roger Williams' beliefs were to keep... That's why he named the city Providence, duh! You want to keep God in the middle of your government to protect you from chafies.
But, Jake, that's communism. And that is one of the tactics of the communists, is to put light for darkness.
Yeah.
And darkness
switch
for light.
Them up.
Reverse the meanings of everything they do and say. Like, for example, the Patriot Act? Mm-hmm. No, it's unpatriotic.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you can go all the way. Planned Parenthood?
Defense Authorization Act?
I mean... TSA, Homeland Security?
Oh,
security
yeah.
for who?
Security
for the foreigners to come in our country?
That's right.
That's exactly what it works for.
Yep.
You get the point.
Yes, transportation security.
President Obama, a constitutional scholar?
Of course.
Who?
Yes.
USSR?
Uh-huh.
European?
And do you know any of his classmates? I mean, how much do we know, really, about this constitutional scholar?
Especially when Russell said from Colorado yesterday that... Why wasn't it even considered a state and they're in the ratification? People are questioning the ratification of the state into the Union.
Well, then that would mean he was born in Hawaii. He must not be a natural... Isn't that a different debate?
Yeah. Boy, you
really
got me
lines
on,
up with
you
him.
You got me on another thought.
Nothing.
Well, you know what we do? We just go out into the field, Jake, with a whole handful of seed, and we just throw it out there. But we got to put it in rows. That's important.
Yes.
And can we play that piece by Michelle Obama, please? Just for all those people that are birthers. Oh, by the way, that's a demeaning, condescending word for all you people that don't believe that he's from America.
And to finish off the Chafee argument, there's this word called impeachment.
We should send him some icy hot for his chafeness. Should we not?
Here's some good bag balm. We'll send him, you know, used for cow udders. Bag balm, it helps with the Chafee. My grandmother used it a lot.
I don't think we're allowed to have this much fun on radio, guys.
Is this legal?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe there's a separation of radio.
I was telling
church.
Jake, though, folks, we do talk about a lot of stuff, but I said to him, I said, you know what's interesting, though? When we're being, you know, sarcastic, folks, really when we're going back and forth, there's a lot of truth being dropped in what we're saying. And again, let me reiterate, we're not throwing this on the people that love the truth. Mm-hmm. We're showing you how stupid this must look like from God's perspective, from heaven, looking down at a bunch of people that don't obey him.
That's right.
It's just absolute foolishness. My kid can come here, 7 years old, and he can tell you what's right and wrong. Mm-hmm. And he can tell you why it's right and what it's wrong. Because he's got the law of God written in his heart mm-hmm. and in his mind. And the Holy Ghost bears witness to that. But what were we just...
I was going to say, the satire drives the point. It really does. It makes the point so obvious.
Satire.
Yes. It makes it so obvious that you're like... Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize how stupid I was to think that
well,
way.
Well, this could explain why there's so many people listening to us on a worldwide
right.
scale.
All
no, I mean, serious.
World. All over the world.
Yes.
And we appreciate
it. And this is
folks.
All translated into Japanese, into Chinese, and Portuguese, and Canadian, and in the United States it's translated too.
Not
oh,
the,
I'm sorry,
not,
Mexico, and I had it backwards.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah
but
and
not that we would... That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
But we don't do that all the time, folks, and not that we would need a translator, because we speak fluently all those languages,
well,
but we just don't have time to do that. This
well,
is an English
station. We could have Massey come in here and
that's
translate
true.
It to the Spanish folks.
Gobble it up.
Yeah, because he's a Spanish singer.
He's a Hispanic
cool.
singer.
Can you play that piece real quick by Michelle Obama? This is for all you birthers out there.
We've got work to do before we achieve equality in the LGBT community. He's also spoken out against the stigma surrounding HIV testing, which is still plaguing so many of our communities.
She's advocating.
Know, a lot of that is due
she's
to
high-fiving the LGBT, and then she's talking about HIV in the same sentence.
And
folks.
There's a stigma due to homophobia.
Yeah, and anybody that opposes telling the homo anybody that tells the homosexual community that it's dangerous. Well, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
You're supposed to let the president and his wife tell you
right.
that, listen, we're behind you, and yes, we know HIV follows with this, and the average age of a homosexual is 42 years old. But you know what? Who cares about them people that love you enough to tell you the truth? They're preaching hate.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, that's homophobic.
Homophobia.
Yeah, bigotry. Oh. Go ahead, finish
Phobia.
That.
Barack has led by example.
Well, he sure has.
He took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya.
What? Oh, wait. What did Michelle Obama say? Obama's home country, Kenya. And
that's
anybody
not in America,
that calls that into question, you're crazy.
Maybe she mixed it up. Hawaii, Kenya. I don't know.
Maybe they'll say it's just been, you know, edited or played with.
That's right. Somebody tampered with this tape recording.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I think so.
Happened.
I would sing happy Christmas to the people right now, but I don't know if that's appropriate.
Yeah, maybe let the music be talking.
It's great.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness. Just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a
Mr. Chafee.
You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Chafee, you're a Grinch. There's no getting around that at all. And nor do we wish to, in any sense of the word.
Embrace your chafiness. Excuse me. Embrace your Grinchness. That was bad.
Maybe you need a nice chilled Mexican Coke.
I think I need a Mexican Coke.
They are the best because it's real sugar.
But do you think Chafee would allow Mexican Coke? Or is there a separation between Mexican Coke and America?
And sugar.
Yeah, and sugar, too.
There has to be.
I mean, seriously, Roger Williams, one of the greatest men in our foundation, 1636, establishes the great state of Rhode Island. He knows nothing of the history of his state. It was set up to honor God. That whole state was.
For him to say, well, you know, we used to have to say the Lord's Prayer.
Let's ask the question. Let's be real candid to our listeners, shall we? Open. Mm-hmm. Transparent.
Transparent.
Like this
transparent
administration.
Radio? That's right. That's right.
Who's protesting Christmas in our country?
I would say the people protesting right now are protesting people that aren't celebrating Christmas.
Big companies.
Mm-hmm.
Big corporations.
I did.
Some. Not all.
That's right.
But
where we just saw Walgreens turn to their colors really quick. Oh, no, we love Christmas.
That's, you're not getting my point.
They don't exist.
That's what I'm trying to say. Who cares?
It's like when I went to the post office yesterday, and I'm like, I need some Christmas stamps. and they have this thing that says Hanukkah or
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, you sell a lot of those? No.
Yeah.
And then I said, and they have this thing called Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
And I said, what in the world is Kwanzaa? And they're like, well, it's for, you know, I said, do you sell a lot of these? Well, no.
Yep, that's right.
And then there's another one, too. But I can't
remember what it was. Christmas stamps, do you sell a lot of these? Oh, yeah, they outsell the other ones, yeah. You know, 1,000 to 1, if that.
If the other ones even sell.
What?
We tried to give them away.
Folks, hey, call us. Let us know. 1-877-807-9977. Who's protesting Christmas besides the White House? 1-877-807-9977. Probably not this year, though, because the elections are coming up.
That's, I was just going to bring that point, okay. Because as the president was talking about baby Jesus being born around the Christmas tree,
ooh,
he even said,
ooh,
so that his ratings could jump 6%, supposedly, according to somebody, where they took a poll somewhere.
Do you remember when Herod said, I want to also worship him?
Oh, yeah.
But yet
wise
he was
man
out to get him?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Wise man, tell me where he's at.
Now, folks, before the break, I was talking about calling these politicians out for who they really are. I want you to understand that I'm honoring the office by confronting the one who is abusing and disrespecting the office that he or she holds. That's what we should all do. And as I said earlier, too, I'm not demeaning their office. They are. I'm not shaming their office. They are.
And
I'm just asking the American people, how long are you going to let it go? That's all. I'm asking somebody, listen, folks, yesterday I came up with a real generic question. All five of our lines lit up instantly. I'm asking you the question, who's protesting Christmas? I want to know. Because nobody can put a finger on it. 1-877-807-9977. This is a great point with nobody calling in. Because nobody knows
anybody that's
who's protesting Christmas. But yet we have these people that are supposed to be working for we the people that have it conjured up in their little brain somewhere. I got to tell Mr. Lincoln Chafe, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's ass, because he couldn't even answer the question.
Well, it's an ongoing debate. You know, I got somewhere to go.
Okay, I'm going to ask again. I want somebody to call in and tell me who's protesting. Folks, keep in mind, there is the world listening to this radio show right now. Right now. Okay, thank you. We're getting some calls. Who's protesting Christmas? We see this all across the country. Happy holiday this, happy holiday that. We just confronted a Cub Foods. Where's Christmas? If this is what you're going to do, then we're going to say goodbye to you. But when I drive from your grocery store to my house, I see Christmas and the nativity scene all over the place from here to there, which is about 20 minutes from here to there. I don't see these people protesting Christmas. I see you protesting Christmas. And if they're going to protest Christmas, then it's time for you to protest them. Folks, listen. They need you. You don't need them.
Exactly. And they know that.
Crazy stuff. Who's protesting Christmas? America? China? Japan? Who's protesting Christmas?
I'm
1-877-807-9977. Who's protesting Christmas besides corporations?
And gee, funny thing, that's when corporations make most of their money.
Well, you would think they'd have enough common sense not to play with that fire.
Just out of that.
Yeah.
Out of the sake of what their God is.
Okay. We'll take this call really quick. What's the individual's name? Well, we're not taking his call. This is real simple, folks. We're getting phone calls and people want to go on without revealing their identity. What are they afraid they're going to be called out? For protesting Christmas? Wow! That man didn't get his coffee this morning.
Yeah.
No. He was an angry elf. Heather, we don't take phone calls without names, yeah? That's common sense. He wanted to make a statement, but he didn't want to give his name. Why not? Boy, I'll tell you what, if that is the degree of our bravery in this country, that might exemplify or give you the definition as to why we're in so much trouble in this country.
Hey, at least Chafee gave his name.
Yeah, huh? That's, well, I don't think Chafee had an opportunity not to say his name.
He got to light up that tree.
Who in the heck would put a guy like that? Folks, 1-877-807, we're not taking those calls. You don't want to give us your name, you're not coming on the air. 1-877-807-9977. I am asking, who is protesting Christmas? And I think the answer that we're getting should tell you, America, a whole lot. You can't tell me. Can I ask you another question, America? Then why are you afraid to say Christmas to the good people of this country when Christ died for our sins and he shed his grace upon us? And God has blessed America. Is it not time for us to bless America, God?
Yep.
Yes, indeed it is. Remember, Jesus said, if you deny me, I'll deny you as well. And what's happening? We wonder why some folks are being beat down, paralyzed through fear. MacArthur was right, folks. Especially you fearful ones. Never take counsel from your fears. God has given us a spirit of faith. And a love, and a power, and by the way, a sound mind.
Sound mind, that's right.
Sound mind. Sound means without deficiency.
Yes.
Well, okay. Well, I think the point has been made.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
There is no
protest. So, folks, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I feel like singing.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, I do.
Right now, on the air?
I totally do.
Okay.
Let's
let them have it.
I'm going to, in about...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let me take a deep breath. And I'm going to give it to you. Terry, you really...
We need to pick a different topic.
Yeah,
I was thinking you were going to sing opera or something like that.
I was thinking that she was going to do that, too.
You're a good opera singer.
She's really tracking with us.
Yeah.
Isn't she, Jay?
Boy, there's a lot of singing on that last track, I noticed.
you can at least justify...
All right, Brett, I'll let you sing. Go ahead. Wait, I think we need to get the producer involved in this. Let's get a producer here so we can get a song with some production, maybe?
Let's see what those computers can do with my voice.
That's better. There, that's the one. Hey, you're singing and talking at the same time.
That's not my type of music, but that brother's got a voice, dude. Who is this? Tell me his name. David Phelps. Wow.
He's not from Rhode Island, is he? Okay. All right, sorry.
No. This man would not give his... This is interesting. The girls just told me yesterday. We'd actually pulled this up as to try to be a little humorous here with the folks that are listeners. Listen to on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So that tailgate parties.
That's right.
And, I said, there's an anointing on this man's voice. And she said he's a Christian singer. His name is David Phelps. And she said that he would not cross over into the secular world. He said, God gave me this voice to glorify him. Uh-huh. There's an anointing on this boy. Finish it out with this guy. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you by what we do. David Phelps, folks, for your enjoyment.